Yesterday we mentioned in the Mishnah, the Gemara is not going to speak about it at all. So, maybe a Tosfos over here of the Shliach Tzibur answering Amen after Birkas Kohani. The Tosfos and Rosh say that the whole reason you can't answer Amen is only because we're afraid that the Shliach Tzibur won't be able to get back into the swing of davening because he'll get mixed up. But if he's not going to get mixed up, he's davening from a siddur, which the Magen Avraham says is considered that he's batuah, that he'll get back on the track if he's davening from a siddur, which today is the case. So then it's not a hetzik mitzad the amen itself. So the Taz says that the bracha before Birkas Kohanim, Baruch Hashem Yisrael B'Yahavah, that the Shliach Tzibur is allowed to answer no matter what. Even if he's not sure if he can get back, because there's no tiruf over here, right? He didn't start anything yet. He doesn't have to. He's just getting started in being makri to them, and he has to wait until the tzibur also answers amen. So it's not really a problem. So that's what's it called. That's for sure good, no matter what. The shaila only is on the brach, on the answering amen, on the yevarechecha, yoer and yisa. That's what the Taz says. The Chayyadim says just the opposite. To answer Amen on the bracha that the Kohanim make on Nisiyas Kapayim, for sure he doesn't answer. It has nothing to do with Tefillah. That's their special bracha. He's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He can't answer Amen on that. The whole Shaila only is answering Amen on the, what's it called, on the brachas of Birkas Kohanim itself. There, the halacha is, if he's not sure if he's going to be able to get back on track, he can't answer amen. If he is sure, and therefore if he's davening from a siddur, he does answer amen. And that's talking what the halacha is. That's what we do. We don't answer amen. The Shliach Tzibur doesn't answer amen to Habocher Bamo Yisrael B'Yahava, but on each of the three brachas, he does answer amen because we daven from a siddur. The Shatz himself. What?
Never saw Chaz not say one thing.
On what?
On the Birchas Kiyari.
He should answer me. Since he's davening from the Siddur, he should answer Amen to the three brachas, not to the bracha before. That's the halacha is he should answer Amen to each of the brachas. Okay, the Shatz himself, the Marami Ruttenberg says that if there's no other Kohen, okay, then the Shliach Tzibur says Birkas Kohanim, as long as he's sure that he'll be able to go back and daven properly. And again, since we daven from the Siddur, that's the case. So when there's no other Kohen, and the Kohen is davening for the Amid, he says Birkas Kohanim. The Hagos Maimini, right, the way the Ramah learns him, holds that if they told the Kohen to be older, they called Kohanim by mistake, and there's what's it called, and there are other Kohanim, but not by mistake. They told this Kohen also to be older. Then even if there are other Kohanim, he's older, because then there's a mitzvah d'oraisa for him to be mevarech. So even if there are other Kohanim, if they told this Kohen specifically to be older, then he's older together with the other Kohanim. The Pri Chodesh holds, even if there are other Kohanim, as long as the Kohen is sure that he won't get mixed up, meaning he's davening from a siddur, then he also can be Nosei Kapa. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that Lemaisa, if there's no other Kohanim, then he duchens. If there are other Kohanim, then he doesn't. And Lemaisa, Mishabura says, since there are Shitas that hold, that if there are other Kohanim. So if there's no other Kohen, for sure, the Kohen Duchen, since today we daven from a Siddur. If there are other Kohanim, so Mishabura says that if somebody is older, when they're a Kohen, who's a Shliach Tzibur, is older, when there are other Kohanim, you can't be Mocha, because there are Shitas that hold it's like that, but the Chatchila, the Kohen, if there are other Kohanim, doesn't Duchen. He just sits there and other people are Makra. And Rav Tukachinsky says that Minig Yerushalayim is that a Kohen who's a Shliach Tzibur, even if there are other Kohanim, also duchens. That's supposedly Minig Yerushalayim. But Lamaisa, the Minig, and everywhere else in the world is that if there are other Kohanim, the Kohen doesn't duchen. if there is, he's the only Kohen, then he does do. Okay, there was a, the Bach brings down, there was an Inyan that the person who was Makri, the person who calls Kohanim, right, he, what's it called, first of all, he's not the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur doesn't call Kohanim. When the Minig is to say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, and to call Kohanim in the middle of that, then the Shliach Tzibur can do it too. But our minig is that we don't say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, we just say Kohanim. That the Shliach Tzibur doesn't do, that somebody else does. And the Bach brings down, there was a minig, that that person who called Kohanim, when the Kohen was the Shliach Tzibur, he would also finish Sim Shalom. Because the Shliach Tzibur wouldn't continue with Sim Shalom, but what's it called, the Makri would say Sim Shalom. Okay. Tana Rabban, Gemara. Over the Pnei Ateva, Tzarech Lesari. Person who's asked to be a Shliach Tzibur, and he's not a Shliach Tzibur Kavua, he's not the Shliach Tzibur that always davens. It's not his job. He's just like here. We have people that are asked to daven, you know, on a one-time basis. So then he has to be Masari. Rashi says he has to make it look like he's not interested. Like he doesn't want, doesn't feel he's fit. And the Meiri says that he shouldn't look like he's anxious. That's what it means, Tzarech Lesari. And if he's not Mesari, Dom Latav Shul Sha'im Bo Melech. It's like a dish that doesn't have salt. The Mesari of Yosem Yidai, Dom Latav Shul Shikdichas Bo Melech. And if he refuses too much, then it's like a dish that you put too much salt in. Ketzehu Osa. So how do you accomplish this Siruf? How do you make it look like you don't feel you're fit, right? Or you make it look like you're not anxious? So, Pam Rishona Yisori. First time he should say no. Find somebody else. Shnia Mahavid. The second time already he, shows like he's not refusing, but he hasn't yet accepted. In between. And Shlish is poshet his rag with the other. By the third time he's asked, he's already on the way. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Ruban Kosho, Mute and Yotha. Three things, too much of them is no good, and a little bit is still good. It's not good not to have any, but it's not good to have too much. Veiluhe. Soor Umelech Vesarvonis. Soor is yeast, melach is salt. And protesting, in other words, not accepting something right away. Omer Rav Huna, Tob, okay, let's see, Rashi. Lo yehisarv, no. Yisarev, kisha omrim lo leich, yasa atzmo kelo rotze. Kelomer ein eni kedai, eni kedai. When he's asked, he should say, I really don't want to, not because I don't want to daven, because I really don't feel that I'm the best one for the job. Shek dichoso loshen sreifa. I burnt the food. Meaning that it's when it's too much salt, it destroys the taste. Kamoki eish kod chobiati mahavev kolomer mazmin atzmo kamon nayer lamo. He gets ready to go, and by the third time he goes himself. Okay, the shliach tzibur, like we said, if the person's a shliach tzibur kavua, so he doesn't have to be masari. That's his job, but still. Some say that even though he's not Misarev, he has to ask reshus from the tzibur. He can't just walk up on his own. He has to have reshus from the gabbai to go. And some say he doesn't have to ask reshus from the gabbai, but he has to, at least ask if the proper time has come. Right? If it's time to dab. Okay, and also the Ra'os says that if the person who asks you is an Adam Gadol, then you don't refuse even the first time. Because ain't Masarv in the Gadol. A big person, you don't say no. So therefore, if it's a regular Gabbai, then you have this Halach of Siru. If somebody bigger than the Gabbai asks you, then you don't refuse. Okay, let's go on. Mestama Shliach doesn't, unless it's told the Feirish to ask this person. Mestama, he's only a messenger. Okay. Amarafun, Ta b'shalosh v'shalnos, chozel l'rav. If you made a mistake anywhere in the first three brachas, you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, because the first three brachas are considered one bracha. So therefore, you can't just go back to the beginning of the bracha you made a mistake in. Since they're all considered one bracha, you go back to the beginning. B'shalosh b'emtzaos, chozer la'atachone. If you made a mistake in any one of the middle brachas Rav Huna holds, they're all also considered one bracha. And you have to go back to atachone. If you made a mistake in Borech Oleinu, you can't just go back to the beginning of Borech Oleinu and go on, because you destroy the, what's it called, the order. So you have to go back from Atachonein and finish the entire middle brachas as one bracha. Ba'achronos, the last three brachas, Chozer Lavod, you go back to Ritzei. They're also considered like one bracha. So basically, you have three brachas that are made up of many brachas. The first three are considered one unit, the last three are one unit, and all the middle brachas are considered one unit. That's what Rav Huna said. Rav Asi Omar Emtsos Ein Lohem Seder. Rav Asi says the middle ones have no order. We'll see as Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos what that means. Rashi, Ein lohem seder, v'imdileg bracha achas, v'achar kach nizkor ba omra afshalobim koma. According to Rav Asi, the middle ones have no order, meaning that if you skip the bracha, right, you didn't say Borech Oleinu, and then you realize that only when you were before Shmak Oleinu, you realize you didn't say Borech Oleinu. So according to Rashi, you say Borech Oleinu over there, and then you say Shmak Oleinu. You just put it in wherever you remember. And according to Rav Huna, if you forgot Borech Oleinu, you can't just say Borech Oleinu in what's it called, and you can't even go back to Borech Oleinu and say all the brachas after that. You have to go back to Atachonein, start from there, and then say all the brachas in the right order. Tosfos says that Emtsos Ein Lohem Seder means that you don't have to go back. They're not one bracha. You don't have to go back to Atachone. But if you forgot Borech Oleinu, and you're holding now before Shmak Oleinu, then you go back to what's it called, to Borech Oleinu, and you start from there, and then you go on the order from there on. So you have to say the brachas in order, but they're not all one bracha. That's what Rav Asi says. And they ask, the Rif asks on Rashi, if they have no order at all, what does it mean that Shimon HaPekuli tikein al HaSeder? Mashma, there is an order to the brachas. So the Balamor says what it means is the following. What Shimon HaPekuli said is the order is you have the first three brachas, middle brachas, last three brachas. That's the order. But in the middle brachas themselves, there's no specific order. There, like Rashi says, according to Rav Asi at least, if you left out a bracha, you just put it in wherever you remember, and then go on, what's it called, to where you were up to. Okay, Lamaisa Halacha is not like that. The Halacha is like Tosfos, that if you skipped a bracha, and you remembered before you finished Shmoneh Esrei, if you remembered after you finished Shmoneh Esrei, you could say Hol Shmoneh Esrei again. But if you remember before you finished Shmoneh Esrei, then you go back to that bracha, and from there on, finish in order. Okay. Also, if you made a mistake, though, in the first three brachas, okay, then there's a machlokas like this. What happened if you made a mistake in the second bracha? Okay, can you just go back? But you remembered before you finished the bracha. You left something out. If you left Mashifa Ruach Umorid HaGoshem out, right, and you finish the second bracha, you don't go back to the beginning of the second bracha. You have to go back to the beginning of the first bracha, because they're all considered one bracha. But let's say you forgot Mashiv HaRuach, and you haven't finished Mechaya Mesim yet. Then do you go back to Ato Gibor, because you're still in that bracha? Or still, you have to go back to the beginning of the first bracha. That's Taka Machlokas. What's it called? Who says what here? Rabbeinu Peretz says that you only go back to Ata Gibor, and that's Taka the Magen Avraham. The Ramah hold like that. And the Rashi says that even in that case, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. And the Meiri says, even according to the Rashba, that if you made a mistake in the middle of the bracha, right, you still have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. That doesn't apply to the third bracha. If you made a mistake in the third bracha, in Atah Kadosh, you already said in Shliach Tzibur, you already said Kedusha, and then you remembered you made the mistake, you don't go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, because then you'd have to say Kedusha over again. To say another Kedusha, we don't do. So then you only go back and you fix it up from what's called after Kedusha. You say Atah Kadosh, and that's it. Okay. Let's go on. Meisve. So we have, according to Rashi, a machlokis, Rav Huna and Rav Asi, whether if you made a mistake in the middle brachas, if you go back to the beginning, or you don't have to go back anywhere. You just say the bracha, we ever remember it, and go on. Or according to Tosfos, Shaila is, whether you go back to the beginning of the middle brachas, that's a chonein, or you only go back to that bracha and then say from there on again. So, Masiv Rav Sheshes, Mehechanu Chozer, right, when the person made a mistake, or forgot a bracha, so where do you go back to? Mitchilas HaBracha Shetozeh, you go back to the beginning of the bracha that one made a mistake. Mashma, you don't have to go back to Atachone, you just, if the person made a mistake in Baruch Aleinu, right, you don't go back to the beginning of Atachone, you go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu. So to you to the Rav Huna. So that's what's it called is mamish, not what Rav Huna said. Omar lecha Rav Huna, and so is kulo chada birchas aninu. The middle ones are considered one bracha. So when it says you go back to the beginning of the bracha that he made a mistake, it means you go back to the beginning of the middle brachas because they're all considered one bracha. So it doesn't mean that specific bracha. It means that bracha means the middle brachas, the beginning, which is atachoni. Omar Rav Yehuda. In the order of Shmon Esrei, we have first three, last three, and middle. So the first three and last three, you can't ask anything in. Ela ben tzoyis. Only the middle ones were made for asking. Right? The first three brachas are like an eved who first prepares praise of his master. The middle ones are like an Eved who's asking for his master to give him what he needs. And Achronos, Domala Eved, Shekibel Prasmi Rabo, Venifter Vaholichlo. And the last ones are like an Eved who got what he wanted, and now he asked permission to go to leave. And that's the last three brachas, which basically, again, are Shevach to the Rabbanu Shalom for listening to our tefillahs. That's Ritzei and Moldim. And Sim Shalom.
Sim Shalom, we're asking.
What?
Sim Shalom, we're asking for something.
We'll see. We'll see one second. What Sim Shalom? But again, Sim Shalom, we're asking for perfection, that the tefillah be perfect, that bring perfection. Okay. Rashi. Mitchilas habracha shetozeh, memela mishtama, the gomer mimen of ahola. Mashmaf, then, you start from there and finish till the end. Alma al sidra tzorek lazer la omer. Mashma, you have to say it in order, right? This Rashi is Soser, what he said before, right? That Einlem Seder Bechlau, this is a kash on Rav Huna, not on Rav Asi. And Mashma, he holds in Rav Huna that what's it called, Mashma, this is a kash on Rav Asi, that you don't have to have any Seder. Here's Mashma, there is a Seder. And Rashi in the Mishnah also said that. That's not for now to go into how to understand these Rashis. But in any case, Rashi himself learns, like we said, the machlokas between Rav Asi and Rav Huna, is there any order, right, from one extreme to the other? Rav Asi held there's no order at all. Rav Huna held that it's all one bracha, and there's no middle ground. Tosfos holds there's a middle ground. Nobody holds that it's no order at all. Okay. The last three brachas are asking permission to leave. Okay. Now, in this thing of not asking in the first three and last three brachas, let's see what's here. Otsra Gaonim says, because of this, during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, you don't say Zochreinu. because you're asking for something. Zochreinu l'chaim. And the first three brachas, you don't ask for anything. And the Hag says that you could ask for things in Sim Shalom. And you can't ask for anything in the first three brachas or the last three brachas. But by Sim Shalom, since that's the end of the tefillah, and it's like the beginning of Tachanunim, so then you can, what's it called, you can ask, you can say the Sefer Chaim in Sim Shalom. But all the other Hosafas, Zochreinu, Nichamocha, and the Uksov L'chaim Tovim, the Bahag holds you can't say. And the Beis Yosef says, Lamaisa, what's the difference in Sim Shalom? You didn't finish Shmoneh Esrei yet, you're still in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. You haven't started saying Tachanunim, why is Sim Shalom different? So Rav Haigon says that Lamaisa, we do ask for things in the last three brachas, right? Sibur things. We ask for general things. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu is asking. Sim Shalom is asking. So therefore, what's it called? The last three brachas, when it says you can't ask, it means for personal things. But for general things, the brachas themselves are, we're asking for general things. So if you ask for general things, the last three brachas are also okay. First three brachas, we don't even ask for general things. So you can't ask for general things there. That's what Rav Haigon says. And Tosfos says that, quotes Rav Haigon, that even the Gimel Rishonos, it's only private, personal things you can't ask for. But general things you can ask for even in the first three brachas. So Tzorchei Tzibur, you're allowed to ask the first three brachas and the last three brachas. And when the Gemara says you don't ask for things in the first three and last three brachas, it only means private things. And therefore, Seres Shemei Tshuva, you're allowed to say, Zochreinu L'chaim, those are general Tzorchei Tzibur, the things that the whole Tzibur is asking for, the same. The Maseches Sofrim seems to say that you can only ask these things on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, not Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and the Rashbat says that it's the whole Aseres Yemei Tshuva you're allowed to. The Rosh, and the Meiri also says it more clearly, says that asking things that everybody needs, and the Meiri adds, especially asking for life, and Ruchniyistika things, is Shevach to the Rabbanu Shalom. Asking for life is not, you're not asking, you're being Meshabech the Rabbanu Shalom, that you want to live in order to serve it. So that's not called asking, that's called Shevach. Okay, so therefore you're allowed to say Zochreinu L'chaim. So that's the Gabi Zochreinu L'chaim. How about to add things in the first three brachas or last three brachas that are Stam additions, okay? So the Hagos Maimon, he says they used to add what's called a Krovatz, where they added on Purim things into the first three brachas, last three brachas, and all the other brachas. So there were those Rishonim who held that you're not allowed to add that into the first three and last three brachas. You can't make any additions to those brachas. And Tosfos and the Rosh hold you're allowed, and the Ramah also says like that, you're allowed to the Minigis to add that Krovitz. Our Minigis not to say it. We don't say it. In fact, the Groh held that you don't say Piyutim also in the brachas themselves, only before Shmoneh Esrei. That's why we don't say Tal and Geshem in the brachas themselves, because we hold you're not allowed to add things into the first three brachas, last three brachas, right? You say the piyutim only what's it called before Shmoneh Esrei. So we don't, because I would also be asking that even though we're noheg to say Zochreinu L'chaim, whatever, to say all these long piyutim and geshem and tal, that we don't do in the first three and last three brachas, or first three brachas. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbana, Ma'aseh b'Talmid Echad Shiyored Lifnei HaTeibah Lifnei Reb Eliezer V'Hoyah Marech Yosef Midai. There was a Shliach Tzibur who was davening too long. Omer Le Talmidov Rabbeinu Kama Arkan Huzeh. This guy davening too long. Omer Lohem Klum Marech Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. Is he davening longer than Moshe Rabbeinu davened? D'chsib Be Asar Boim Hayom Asar Boim Alayli. He davened 40 days straight. This guy hasn't broken the record yet, right? Shuv Ma'aseh b'Talmid Echad Shiyored Lifnei HaTeibah Lifnei Reb Eliezer V'Hoyah Makatzer Yosef Midai. Another guy davened very quickly, so he was davening very short. Omer Leih Talmidav Kama Katzer Huzeh. This guy davens too quickly. Omer Leih Klum Makatzer Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. He davened faster than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu davened a short tefillah. D'chsiv El Norafonova. Why, by Miriam, he didn't mention her name. He just said Kel Norafonova. That's the shortest tefillah on record. So the one who davens long, the one who davens short, Maisa can't be longer than Moshe Rabbeinu or shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu, so Nishka Ferva. Omer of Yaakov, Omer of Chizda, Kol HaMavakish Rachim Machadero, Ein Tzorich Lahaskir Shmo. If you're davening for somebody, you don't have to mention their name. Shenemar El Norafon Ola, V'lo K'medakir Shmo de Miriam. Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Miriam, you didn't mention her name. And the reason it's over here is because that's how he made it even shorter, by not mentioning her name. And the Svarim say that it's only if you're davening in front of the person. But if you're davening, what's it called, not in their presence, right, then you have to mention their name. If you're davening in their presence, the reason you don't have to mention their name is because the Shechinah is there. If somebody's sick, the Shechinah is with them. So you don't have to mention their name because the Ribbono Shel Olam knows their name. But if you're davening not in their presence, then the tefillah has to be brought up with malachim or whatever, and therefore you have to mention their name. Also, if you're davening in their presence, you can daven in any language. If you're not davening in their presence, good to daven dafkin Lashon HaKodesh, because malachim understand Lashon HaKodesh, and then you need malachim to get involved in the tefillah. It should be in Lashon HaKodesh. But in the presence of the chola, where the shechina is, you don't have to have Lashon HaKodesh, and you don't have to mention their name either. Rashi. Ein tzorich lahazkir shmo shel chola. You don't have to mention the chola's name. Okay, go on. Tana rabban. Elu brachas she'adam shocheh bohen. These are the brachas that you have to bow. Ba'avos tchila v'sof. When you start, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu. So you bow by Baruch atah Hashem, v'sof, and in the end, Baruch atah Hashem, Magen Avraham. So in the Baruch atah Hashem, or Magen Avraham, you also bow. That's the beginning of avos and the end of avos. Beholdah tchila v'sof. Same thing goes for holdah. The beginning of modim, you bow, and by Baruch atah Hashem, Hatov Shim Cholachon Noel Aholdos, which is the end of modim. The imbol Ashuach v'sof kol bracha ubracha ubetchilas kol bracha ubracha mlamdin also shelo yisha. But if he wants to bow in the beginning or end of any other bracha, the Chazal were mesaken these bowings, four bowings. Beginning and end of Avos, beginning of end of Hodah. If you want to be Shochet, you want to bow in the beginning or end of any of the other brachas, we teach the person not to do that. It's not proper. For a few reasons, which we'll go back to. Omer b'shum ben Pazi, Omer b'shum ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapora, Hed Yit Kamo Shamar. That's a regular person. A regular person bows four times in Shmoneh Esrei, and that's it. Kohen Gadol, Hisof Kol Bracha Bracha, the Kohen Gadol bows at the end of each bracha. The Hamelech Tchilas Kol Bracha Bracha, the Sof Kol Bracha Bracha. And the Melech bows at the beginning of every bracha of Shmoneh Esrei and the end of every bracha. Okay. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, L'didi Mefarshali Minei, the Rav Shua Ben Levi, Hed Yod Kamo Shomar. Right? Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni said, I heard from Rav Shua Ben Levi differently. The Hed Yod bows like we said. Four times, beginning and end of Avos, beginning and end of Hodah. Kohen Gadol Tchilas Kol Bracha Bracha, and the, what's it called? Here there's two different Girsos. The Gro has this Sof. This is, he argues on the Kohen Gadol too. The, what's it called? The Kohen Gadol is Korea, the beginning and end of every Bracha. And he argues, therefore, two ways, or not really two ways. He argues only one way on the first opinion. First opinion says the Kohen Gadol is Korea b'sof kol bracha, but not the beginning. He adds that he also is Korea in the beginning. That's the Groz Nusach, right? And others say that that's basically what he's saying anyway. He's saying that the Kohen Gadol not only bows at the end, he also bows in the beginning. There's three ways of learning what the Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni said by Kohen Gadol. Either he argues completely on the first opinion. Who's the first opinion? Rav Shim Ben Pazi in the name of Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. Right? So Rav Yeshua Ben Pazi says the Kohen Gadol bows at the end of every bracha. And Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni argues on that, and he says, no, the Kohen Gadol bows davka in the beginning of every bracha. That's one way of learning the machlokas. Second way of learning the machlokas is that Rav Shimon ben Pazi said that the Kohen Gadol bows only at the end, and Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni came along and said, even in the beginning, but also in the end. And the third way is that he says that b'feirish, that the gross girsa is that he says b'feirish, beginning and end. Amelech, even Shikara, Shuvenos, okay. But the Melech, once he bows, he stays bowed down the whole Shmoneh Esrei. He doesn't bow down the beginning and end of every bracha, but he bows down constantly. He remains bowed the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Shenemar, Vayihi Kechalo Shlomo Lispalel, Kom Lefnim Mizbach Hashem, Mikro Al Tirkov. Only when Shlomo finished davening did he get up from bowing. So he was bowed the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Rashi. Chila v'sof, b'moldim, u'lechon no elahodos. The beginning is moldim anachnu loch, and the end is lechon no elahodos. Koin godl v'sof kobracha, kol mashu godl b'yoser tzorech lachnio u'lehashpil atzmo. Rashi says, what's the reason the koin godl and the melech have to bow extra? Because the greater a person is, the more he has to be humble. A regular person, it can be what's it called, humble, a small amount. But a greater person has to humble himself even more. And that could be the reason, Svarim say, we'll see, we'll get into a second, but in any case, why a regular person is not allowed to bow more than that, because he's making himself like a Kohen Gadol and a Melech. Right? He said, who do you think you are? Sometimes if you are too modest, and you don't really have to be, then it means that you think you're a big shot and you have to be extra modest. So being extra modest is in itself gaiva. So a regular person, we teach him not to bow more than the times he's allowed. Eino zokeith ad sheyigmor. And a melech doesn't get up, according to Yitzchok Bar Nachmeni, he doesn't get up the whole Shmoneh Esrei, he remains bowed down. Kam lefnei mizbach Hashem mechroa, reishi dekroa vayikach halosh shlomo lispalel, the hoder kam mechroa. Only when he finished davening did he get up. Okay, let's see what's here. The Meiri says that the purpose of bowing is to get extra kavana. When you bow, it adds to your kavana, so you need that extra kavana in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei and in the end of Shmoneh Esrei. We'll see, in fact, that that's where you have to have taka extra kavana. Later on, the Gemara is going to speak about having kavana in Hodah and in Avos as being the places where kavana in Shmoneh Esrei is more ma'akiv. The Tosfos says the reason that you don't bow by other brachas, so he says the reason is, one reason, that you shouldn't, the takon of Chazal shouldn't be uprooted. Because if you bow in all the brachas, you're not going to differentiate, right, what's the takon and what's a chumrah. And then when you get tired of bowing or you can't bow, you won't bow in the places where you have to. So if you get used to bowing everywhere and you don't differentiate what you have to do and what you don't have to do, you do everything, right, then we're afraid that you're going to forget and you're going to end up not doing it where you're supposed to do it. You see from here the chashivas of knowing what's a chumrah and what's a halacha and not being mevalgel and doing everything as if it's the halacha or everything as if it's a chumrah. Okay. And that's a problem with a lot of people who make the chumras into halacha and make the halacha into averas. Or the opposite, people make kulas into halacha, and they make the halacha into chumras. So either one is no good. Right? You know, you have to know what the halacha is. You have to know if you're being makel. You have to know if you're being machmer. But you can't lose sight of what the regular halacha is. Another reason is because Tosa says chashash yehora. It looks like a gaiva. Like we said, somebody who thinks that he's so great that he has to be mashpel himself like a king or a kohen gadol. Is a balgaiva, right? Like the famous maisa, the Bali Musar that we're learning, and they were saying, each one was saying, I'm a nothing, I'm a nothing. And a new guy came into the base medrash, and he also started learning Musar, and he was so inspired by the first two that he also started saying, I'm a nothing. And the first two turned to each other and said, look who think he's a nothing, right? You can't just think you're a nothing. That's already, you have to be a big shot to be a nothing. Somebody who makes himself too modest, obviously thinks he's somebody special. Ra'o says that he makes himself like a Kohen Gadol. He's notel shror le'atzmo. He thinks he's already a big shot, not because of the gaiva, but he's making himself like a king or like a Kohen Gadol. Right. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says, it looks like your soser takon, Chazal said do it here, and you're already Polish Minatzibur doing your own thing. So doing your own thing is not a good thing. Do what Chazal said, don't do your own thing. So So all of those reasons, it's not good to bow more than you have to. Tosus says, however, that's only the beginning and the end of every bracha. You can't bow. Not everyone, but I mean anyone. Any other bracha besides, because the Chazal made a takana beginning and end. They never made a takana to bow in the middle of the bracha. So if you want to bow in the middle of the bracha, that's fine. Then you're not going against takanas Chazal. And okay, therefore you're allowed to, what's it called, to bow in the middle of the brachas. Before we had Tosfos, the name of Rabbeinu Yosef, and the Rosh also was like that, that you're allowed to be Korea b'tachanunim. Rabbi Akiva said, used to be Mirov ha-Krios, b'shtachavoyos. They said, how could you have Rov Krios and b'shtachavoyos? L'maisi, you're not allowed to bow more than four times. He wasn't a Kohen Gadol and he wasn't a Melech. So they say that he was bowing at the end, after Shmon Esrei, in the Tachanunin, that's also okay. Now the Rambam doesn't mention this halach at all, that you can't bow except in the first two and the last two, the first one and the last one, I mean, two times in each, because the Rambam held that, what's it called, that it's not awesome. It's just melamdino, so it's not a nice thing to do, but it's not awesome to do. And the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch say that you're allowed to bow in the middle of the brachas, not at the beginning or the end. And the Gro and the Magen Avram say that you can't even bow in the middle of the brachas. See, it's nafkamino the gabi Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And Yom Noroyim, the Ritva says that the reason a melech is korea the entire Shmoneh Esrei, because he's always judged. A melech is judged every day. So when you're being judged, you have to have extra hachnoah. So if that's the case on Rosh Hashanah, when everybody's being judged, if they want to bow the whole Shmoneh Esrei, they can. For the same reason of a melech. However, some say that's only in the brachas that are meyucha to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Not in the other brachas. But the brachas that the birchas hayom, kedushas hayom, right, atofich hartanu, that which is meyucha for not the second and third brachas or fifth and sixth, the end brachas, but the middle bracha. It has to do with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there when you can bow the whole davening. And Tosfos says that's only in the middle of the bracha, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, you can't bow in the beginning of the bracha, the end, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, only the middle of the brachas if you want, and get up before you finish the bracha, and get up when you start the bracha. And the Gra holds that even on Yom Noraim you can't bow at all extra more than you do the rest of the year. One last thing over here. Kohen Gadol, okay, the Rambam holds because Korea Betchila the Sof Kol Bracha, and what's it called? Like we said, either he holds that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeini adds to Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, or he had the Gears of the Gra that a Kohen Gadol is Korea Betchila Uve Sof, because according to the Gears that we have, it's either Tchila or Sof. There's no one who holds both of them the way we explained it before. Either he adds, so he also holds beginning and end. Or that there's a gear sataka that says, like the Gros says, beginning in it.